encouraging news about cancer this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. At a time when the number of new cancer drugs is growing rapidly, studies of experimental cancer drugs are safer than ever. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Early studies of cancer drugs have been controversial for decades. Traditionally, researchers have asked cancer patients to accept unpleasant side effects and even the risk of dying to determine the maximum safe dose for further studies. Fewer than 1 in 20 volunteers in these early trials has had any benefit. But Dr. Thomas Roberts and his colleagues at Massachusetts General Hospital show cancer research is changing for the better.
Our major finding, which we believe is a good news finding, is that the chance of a patient dying from the experimental cancer drug fell by approximately 90%, even after adjusting for all other identifiable factors.
The Harvard group examined 213 so-called phase 1 studies involving nearly 6,500 cancer patients. One reason why fewer patients are dying in these early cancer trials is that doctors now have drugs to avoid or lessen serious side effects. That means fewer episodes of fatal bleeding or infections. But Robert says the main advance comes from a shift in the type of cancer drugs being tested, from chemotherapy that kills many normal cells to targeted drugs that attack cancer cells selectively.
We really are witnessing over the past decade a really fundamental transition in the way we think about cancer, in the way we think about the types of drugs we are pursuing, and ultimately we're hoping in terms of what benefit we can offer to patients with much fewer side effects.
But on the face of it, the benefits are unclear. The new study seems to indicate newer cancer drugs are 50% less likely to benefit patients. That may be due to the way cancer studies have traditionally measured benefit. Up to now, it meant reducing the size of a patient's tumor by at least half. But Dr. James Doroshow of the National Cancer Institute says newer cancer drugs are more likely to arrest tumors, not shrink them.
I don't mean to imply that they don't ever cause tumor shrinkage, because they can and they do. But the outcome that we're looking for is how long can we cause the tumor to be stable in its size? Can we cause it not to grow?
This new goal is causing researchers to rethink cancer drug trials. Doroshow says the new findings have favorable implications for the future of cancer studies.
Once patients understand that the side effect profile is modest, it really changes the equation, how you have the discussion with the patient about the study.
So more patients might be persuaded to volunteer for experiments. That's more important than ever because there's an explosion of new cancer drugs, and up to 90% of them are the newer, selectively targeted types. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.